USA Radio News.
Three people are dead and dozens are injured after an Amtrak train derailed after hitting a dump truck in Missouri. Governor Michael Parson.
It's very unfortunate anytime you have a derailment of a train and multiple cars. It's not a good day.
Seven cars have derailed. There are multiple injuries, and we can confirm there are three fatalities. Two on the train and one in the dump truck.
The National Transportation Safety Board said it is launching a 14-member go team to investigate the crash. The train originated from Los Angeles and was on its way to Chicago. This comes one day after an Amtrak train collided with a car in California, killing three people. At least 42 migrants have been found dead in a tractor trailer in southwest San Antonio, Texas. The investigation is ongoing. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Flights continue to be canceled.
Flight cancellations are soaring with no signs of letting up. This ahead of the July 4th holiday weekend when the TSA is expecting 11 million passengers to fly. The federal government and the airlines are blaming each other for the issues. The FAA threatened action against the airlines if they can't meet consumer protection standards, while the airlines say the FAA has not properly staffed air traffic control centers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A three-year-old boy has died after he was left in a hot car in Columbus, Georgia. Officials believe the boy had been in the car for about 2 hours and 45 minutes. This marks the seventh child to die in a hot car in the U.S. this year. This is all according to the national nonprofit KidsInCars.org. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Judges in Louisiana and Utah temporarily blocked state trigger laws that immediately ban abortion after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. The lawsuit against trigger laws, which 13 states have on the books, will likely merely delay the bans. After months of climbing prices, Americans finally saw a national average cost of gas go down a little bit. The average price sits at $5.09 per gallon and is expected to continue to drop. Fuel industry analysts say that the decrease was thanks to a drop in oil prices informed by fears over global inflation increases. A Russian court has set the start date of a criminal trial for U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner. This comes more than 4 months after she was arrested at a Moscow airport for cannabis possession. The Phoenix Mercury star was also ordered to remain in custody for the duration of her criminal trial. She could face 10 years in prison if convicted on charges of large-scale transportation of drugs. Fewer than 1% of defendants in Russian criminal cases are acquitted, and unlike the U.S., acquittals can be overturned. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.